Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
So the holidays are here, which means we're all going to be eating a lot of turkey, everyone's fifth or sixth favorite meat. You could eat turkey all year round, but you don't. Except for sandwiches, and that's only because it's healthier than a patty melt, which is clearly the better sandwich. Do you eat turkey tacos or a turkey burrito? No, no one does that unless you live in the Southwest and you have leftovers. My point is, we're all lying to ourselves. And speaking of lying to ourselves, here's the show we worked on. It's got a lot of musical stuff this time for some reason, plus some holiday and religious material creeping in, of course, and two men on the streets. One is new, one is not. You figure it out. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Man on the Street!
The Final Edition asks the man on the street, what's your plan for Black Friday?
I'll probably buy some gum.
They got real good deals on gum.
I'm gonna wake up before the sun, turn on my computer and buy things on Amazon.
I'm going to die trying to buy a toaster.
I'm going to be sucked into another dimension. Oh, isn't that Black Hole Friday?
I'm
going
to stab some people, and if they want to give me a cheap TV for it, I won't say no.
I think we're going to have Thanksgiving this year at my grandma's house, and my grandma has a prescription for OxyContin, so I'm going to grab a couple of those.
I got to go open the store I work at. Fucking Radio Shack. It's got to be open at 4 in the morning for people.
Somebody should tell them Radio Shack went out of business.
I'm going to spend Friday like I spend every day trying to find my birth dad.
You're listening to Godsmacked, in which God suffers a blow to the head and forgets how he created the universe. And why.
So, your name is...
Michael. The Archangel Michael.
Do I call you Mike?
No. Michael.
Oh. You're one of those. Okay, Michael. What are all these TV screens?
Well, you're able to view all things all over the universe, all through history, all happening at the same time. And you choose where to get involved.
Whoa, something blew up on that one.
Oh yeah, that's Syria. I don't know if you want to start there.
Syria, that name sounds familiar.
Seriously, you're still a little lightheaded. Let's start with a nice bee colony in Martha's Vineyard.
No, I feel like I've been around Syria before.
Oh, you have?
Just give me the gist.
The gist of the Syrian conflict?
Yeah, the elevator pitch. What are the two sides?
There are like 9 sides.
Uh-huh.
Okay, fine. Bashar al-Assad's family has ruled the country since 1971, and they're secular.
So I don't speak to him.
You speak to everybody. It's the Middle East.
What did I say to him?
Right after Arab Spring knocked down some other Arab leaders, you said,
"Don't show any weakness at all."
Well, we could reform some of them.
Oh, I forgot. You hate your father and want to shit on everything he worked for.
No, give me another chance. I'll torture prisoners.
Why would I bait him like that?
Dude, I have no idea why you do anything.
Maybe I should keep a diary. Did you just call me dude?
Yeah, you told us to call you dude.
I did?
Oh, yeah.
And I can't call you Mike.
No, that's not the same thing.
Okay. Then I talked to...
The Islamic State, or Daesh, or ISIS, or whatever.
Yeah, okay. And these ISIS guys believe in freedom?
No, they very much do not. You told them,
"If you really want to make a statement, kidnap children and strap suicide bombs to their chest."
Jeez, God, that sounds kind of messed up.
What are you, gay?
No, fuck no, fuck, get him! And that's all it took?
Yeah, they're real sensitive on that. Then you have a bunch of Sunni Arab groups, the Kurdish forces, the Salafi jihadists.
Well, what do I say to all of them?
I am on your side.
Well, you gotta admit, that's funny. Okay, I'll talk to them.
It's really not the best idea.
Hey everybody, it's me.
They don't recognize your voice. You've got to use the god mic.
What, this thing?
That's the button here.
Testing. Wow. Okay. Greetings, people of Earth.
That's not the right approach.
Shalom?
No.
Hi, everybody. This is the voice inside all of you, your creator. I forget which name I used when I met you guys. Listen, I lost track of why I set this thing in motion, so if everybody could just cool their jets for a second while I get this thing figured out, that'd be great.
That made it worse.
It always makes it worse when you talk to them, yeah.
And now the Russians are coming in? Do I have a cell phone?
Yeah, you have an iPhone 4, which is another thing I can't figure out.
Hello?
Hello, God. It's me, Vladimir Putin. You have done very good work. In exchange, I will be sending you your pee tape.
Who is that?
He didn't say.
That was Godsmacked, in which God suffers a blow to the head and forgets how he created the universe. Be here next time when we hear God say,
why do I have two Koreas? You love compilation CDs, so buy this one we just made up for you millennials. Now this is what I call Respectful Music, Volume 1, hashtag MeTunes, featuring such hits as...
You've been hit by, you've been struck by, a restraining order against a smooth criminal.
Hello, is it me you're looking for? No? Okay, cool. I'll be over here.
She's a super geek. Super geek. She's super geeky.
Sheena is a punk rocker. Also, she's a paralegal.
Why don't you build me up? Buttercup, baby. Oh, it's not your job.
Because it's Jessie's girl.
Who's her own person and has her own name.
What is it?
Jessie.
Really? Her name is Jessie.
Her name is also Jessie.
That's a confusing couple. For both of them.
I know. Yeah. No, you're missing the point again.
But all I basically said was that you're right. That's all I said.
Well, I heard something else.
What did you think you heard? I expressed myself very clearly.
Yes, but not clear enough.
Then how should I have said it?
I don't know. I can't get inside your head, and I'm not sure I want to.
But I think the same way you do.
No, that's not possible.
What? How?
If you don't know, then I probably shouldn't tell you.
How does that even make sense? Okay, how would you say it?
Different than you.
That's not an answer.
Okay, then. I understand what you're saying. I just don't understand how you're saying it.
But I'm saying what you're saying.
Maybe you didn't say it right.
So saying you're right is wrong?
Right.
Okay, I think we're getting somewhere now.
And wrong.
No!
Yes!
Maybe we should just start from the beginning?
I think we should begin at the end and then work our way back to the beginning.
Yes, I think we should.
No, you don't.
Damn, you're right.
Well, Halloween is over, so that means only one thing, that the Christmas season has started.
But wait, we haven't even had Thanksgiving yet.
Hey, you're right. And if you're like us, you don't want to start hearing that jolly Christmas music until after we've had our turkey nap.
Which is why you should buy the newest collection of only Thanksgiving songs, with little ditties like,
you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Thanksgiving is coming to town.
That's right. It's 486 of the greatest non-Noel numbers in one CD collection, such as...
Frosty, the Thanksgiving turkey, was a jolly happy soul. All the kids would say he would laugh and play until we ate him for Thanksgiving.
We paid some local musicians to sing these songs for us.
And we wrote all the lyrics.
Some people say we just changed one or two of the words from famous Christmas songs and added the word Thanksgiving in their place. But look how untrue that is.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's Thanksgiving outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's Thanksgiving outside.
This evening has been.
But baby, it's Thanksgiving
so
outside.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like Thanksgiving.
Like it's not even December yet. Can we please stop with all the Yuletide cheer already? Thanksgiving is the best time of year.
Yeah, actually, though, I don't think I want to go to your family's for Thanksgiving this year.
Yes, you are. We get it. Playing Christmas music as early as possible will make people want to go out and buy presents and stuff. But let's not forget about Thanksgiving, please.
We talked about saving up to go on a trip this year instead. That's why we're really into these songs that have nothing to do with Christmas melodies whatsoever.
I saw Mommy kissing Thanksgiving underneath the Thanksgiving toe last night.
It's 32 and a half compact discs, packed, filled with completely original songs only about Thanksgiving Day. If we sell enough, Barbados it is.
No, my family is expecting you there. What am I supposed to say if you don't come with me?
I'll have a blue Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
Just tell them I had to work.
On Thanksgiving. No one works on Thanksgiving.
I want a Thanksgiving for Thanksgiving. Only a Thanksgiving will do.
Plenty of people work on Thanksgiving, dear.
Yeah, doctors.
So now you wish you'd married Stephen instead. Here we go again.
Thanksgiving is here. Happiness and Thanksgiving.
My mother was right about you. All you care about is yourself. I went to that stupid work function with you in the summer. The least you can do is give me one goddamn day of the year.
Christmas. I give you fucking Christmas, Diane.
I'm dreaming of a white Thanksgiving. Just like Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving.
I am not doing this right now. I am not. You can find your own ride home.
Our forefathers fought the Pilgrims in the War of 1812 so we can have a Thanksgiving. So the least we can do is celebrate them properly. With buying this music.
Silent Thanksgiving. Holy Thanksgiving. All is Thanksgiving. All is Thanksgiving. Sleep in Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Barry Lank, executive producer of the Final Edition Radio Hour. If you're a fan of the show but don't have time to listen to a full episode, that's weird. Seriously, it's only a half hour. Fortunately, the Final Edition has a SoundCloud page where the same great show is cut into short YouTube-sized chunks, perfect for listening to at work, posting on social media, or sending out as samples claiming that you wrote it. And the page is maintained by contributing writer and deranged fan Joe Davis.
Hey everybody, I'm Joe Davis. I created Slash Frontload.
No one knows what that is, Joe. Just want to listen to our infamous Man on the Street segments? Want to hear that one sketch from 2016 that you like, but we only used it once and you don't want to comb through iTunes for it? Well, now you can. We have everything on the SoundCloud page.
Well, actually, Barry, the majority of our 2012-2013 material is still only available on PRX. And there's still a five-month segment of 2013-2014 content that's like, not available anywhere.
Shut the fuck up, Joe.
So search for the Final Edition Radio Hour on SoundCloud. The same great show, but less filler. And don't worry, all of my sketches are archived in there. I'm Samantha Jane Gerwitz. Hi.
Newsflash. Ice-T claims he's never eaten a bagel.
This is Ice-T. Get to the point.
Ice, you telling people you never ate a bagel? What do you say this year you try one?
I ain't never had a bagel, I don't think the nicey. If I had to eat one, must be spicy. Don't fuck with no lox, cause that shit's pricey. But maybe onion garlic is the bagel for iced tea. Always scared cutting them with a knife, cause I might slip up and might lose my life. OG, onion and garlic. OG, onion and garlic. OG, onion and garlic.
OG, original gangsta. OG, original gangsta.
Ain't never had no bagel in my hood, there's no deli. Only dry toast, no butter, no jelly. Seems like a bagel would just sit in my belly. If I had to eat one, my breath would be smelly. OG, onion and garlic. OG, onion and garlic. That was a toaster.
Well, gang, we're here. Thought we were going to be moving back in September, but they pushed us up to January. I wonder why.
Well, if it's anything like your prowess in the bedroom, they know that you work best with extended delays.
Coming this fall to Fox is...
Sitcom Pilot Number 237.
A new series from that guy who brought you that show that lasted 9 seasons a decade ago... And that other guy who created a show that was critically acclaimed but never found an audience. Watch as our new characters do sitcom things.
What did you think you could brine a turkey in the dishwasher?
I don't know. I don't know how to cook.
Besides, brining is so last year, you should have used a dry rub.
So, the dryer?
It's that magical time of year when the fall premiere shows we slaved over for 10 months have all been canceled. And now we've got to fill time while we develop new things for next fall. Starring the guy who had a hit show in the 90s, but has starred in 3 failed shows since then.
Can I be any more of a has-been?
That woman from Saturday Night Live who was big for a couple of years, then turned 40.
You know, I can kill any one of you while you're asleep, and it wouldn't take much. But first, tequila!
The guy from Kids in the Hall.
Snakes! Snakes!
A black comedian you've never heard of, but who's huge in the urban comedy circuit. And he has a catchphrase.
I see corn!
And Martin Mull.
Wait, there must be some mistake. I'm already on a Fox sitcom. It's called The Cool Kids. We're canceled already? Oh. Okay.
Tune in this January to see how a series by writers currently living on government assistance fares in a market that no longer allows a show time to find its audience. Seriously, Seinfeld would have been canceled after a month. Tune in to... Wait, what? It's canceled already? Fuck. Well then, tune in for...
Sitcom Pilot Number 238.
Starring... let's say Delta Burke.
I see corn!
Man on the Street!
It's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. The final edition asks the man on the street, what are your plans?
I'm going to eat all of my feelings in the form of a pumpkin pie.
When's Thanksgiving? Is it on a Thursday this year?
I think we should send all them turkeys back to Turkey.
Well, I don't celebrate Thanksgiving because I'm Jewish.
I'm sorry. A bunch of people almost died, so we're going to eat a big meal in remembrance? This sounds like a Jewish holiday.
I'm going home to see my family. I'm thinking about leaving, like, you know, Wednesday night when there probably won't be that much traffic.
I'm going to buy a pumpkin pie and forget it in the car.
I'm going to find a pumpkin pie in a car and fuck it.
I'm going to eat at a diner alone. From NPR and the NPR Newsroom in Ypsilanti, Michigan, this is the NPR News Quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Gender Spectrum Edition. I'm Bill Mertis, and here is your host, broadcasting live from the Quicken Loans Mortgage Town Casino Tower in beautiful downtown Ypsilanti, Skipper Peter.
Thank you. Let's hear from our first caller contestant. You're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Gender Spectrum Edition.
Hi, I'm Cindy Schwanz. I'm from Podunk, Michigan, the quilting capital of the country.
Oh, Cindy, don't tell me you take a Schwanz on your quilts.
No, I don't know what that means.
Great. Let me introduce to you our famous celebrity panel, handpicked to make you feel inferior. First up, we have our first African-American on the show ever, Kanye West. And his beard, I mean wife, Kim Kardashian. And their strange stepfather slash stepmother-in-law, Caitlyn Jenner. Okay, Cindy, you're going to play Who's Bill This Time? The part of the show where you guess who our beloved Bill is quoting. But remember, it's Guess the Place on the Gender Spectrum Edition, so you'll have to name correctly both the quote and the gender identity. If you guess all three correctly, the superior celebrity panelist of your choice will record your outgoing voicemail message, provided you have a cellular phone. All set? Then let's play!
Sex means a person's status as male or female based on immutable biological traits identifiable by or before birth.
Oh, okay. Oh, jeez. I know I heard about this just this week. Was this Donald Trump?
Correct! Now, where on the gender spectrum does that guy fall?
Okay, well, I saw People magazine, and they said how he likes all of those fake gold decorations, like those terrible Saudis. You know, does he have a gold toilet? Because I don't know. If you didn't know any better, I'd say he talks all, like, vulgar, but he's covering up his latent homosexuality.
Is that your answer?
Well, you know, the media says he isn't gay, so that must mean, well, what's the word for straight men now? Oh, I get it. They're all sissies. He's a sissy. Trump is cisgendered.
Well done, Cindy. You remembered what the news tells us. Next quote, Bill.
I was wrong.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, so many people have said that so far this week.
Yes, but only one person in the media did. We'll give you a hint. The person who said that is on our panel.
All right, well, let's see. You know, I don't think that Kanye would ever admit to being wrong. And, you know, I don't think that Kim is ever wrong. So, you know, I'm going to go with Caitlyn. It's Caitlyn, Caitlyn Jenner.
That's right, Cindy. Now, where on the gender spectrum is Caitlyn? And since you're from Podunk, we'll give you another hint. The place starts with a T and is also the beginning of a popular boys toy and movie series directed and produced by Michael Bay.
Oh, Transformers! Caitlyn is a trans woman!
That's right, Cindy! Just one more question to go!
She's very much an equal. She's very much her own person and loves what she does. We'll give you one hint, Cindy. The person who said this always looks constipated and has been in multiple public fights with Donald Trump.
orphan.
Oh, no, we're sorry, Cindy. Some middle Americans just aren't that smart. The correct answer is Rosie O'Donnell. O'Donnell Rosie. And she was commenting on her third bride-to-be.
Oh, jeez, I should have known that.
That's right, Cindy. You should have. You still get a prize, though. It's this bottle of water.
Oh, I love water.
We'll see you next time on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Guess the place on the Gender Spectrum Edition.
So that show was written by Barry Lank, Samantha Gerwitz, Valerie Van De Pen, Ebby Parker, Keith Salterjanes, Joe Davis, and Bruce Cherry. It was performed and improvised by most of those people, plus Dominique DeBell, Ben Kirshner, John Gutierrez, Gil Barron, Jessica Park, Mike Bisaw, and Brian Fernandez. We had a lot of music from Kevin MacLeod, of course, plus the stuff we used from NPR. Produced and engineered by Barry Lank, force-fed to you by no one. Technical assistance from Kurt Carlson, Boy Detective. Good night.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.